propaganda, and let's be honest, that's what it is that we're subjected to here every day in this country. It's continuous. It's 24 hours a day of flooding, you know, the entire playing field with misinformation, distractions, nonsense, noise, and of course, lots of entertainment. Hey, come play games. Hey, watch movies. And all of this stuff is infiltrated and manipulated to get an outcome, to stimulate an outcome. For you are Pavlov's dog. It just happened to be about 325 million of you they're trying to influence. And I say that because as I look at polling, and I want to bring Todd Wood back in on this. Todd, I have been looking at polling, which has been suspect for a number of years. But now the polling companies are doing something even more dishonest than usual. Usually it was likely voters or registered voters. Now it's just adults. And when they do just adults, they're able to buoy Biden's approval numbers. So I went through and went to just likely voters in the polling from polling companies that I think are, you know, reasonable. And I came up with a disapproval number of 59% and approval number of 39%. That's for likely voters. And in Michigan this week, a company that I'm familiar with came out and said the support for Joe Biden in Michigan right now is 32%, which I believe to be accurate. If this is applied and we have reasonably competent and honest elections come November, it's going to be the biggest sea change of congressional control in my lifetime. But the question is, are we too late?
Well, at first, I think you're right. I mean, Biden has no legitimacy. I mean, no one believes this nonsense anymore about what he spouts. Everybody, you know, most of the country believes he was not duly elected. So the question is, are we going to have free and fair elections? I would probably say it depends on the state. I think we have enough groundswell of motivated citizens to get in and man the polling stations and, you know, the monitoring stations and try to prevent the kind of fraud we had in 2020. I don't want people to be discouraged. I want them to get active and involved in their local communities and make sure and bring a few friends and make sure that we watch what's going on and prevent the steal to the best we can. Of course, some states, we can't control that, but I think we can control enough states to make sure Biden is no longer, you know,
staying on that topic,
in the White House.
I mean, I don't expect Chuck Schumer or Bernie Sanders and the others to give up on gutting the filibuster so they can gut the country like a fish. I mean, let's be honest. They want to federalize. They want control of the elections. They want to put 13 justices on the Supreme Court. They want to make sure that anybody that came to this country illegally in the last 50 years can have citizenship, no cost, no problem. They want all of these things. And so it starts with the filibusters. And I don't expect Chuck Schumer to give up on that quite yet. What do you think?
Well, I would agree with you. He's not going to give up. I think because of the mass delegitimization across the nation, his ability to do that is shrinking by the day. This is why Sinema and Joe Manchin had the courage to stand up, because they believe they'd be supported by making the right decision by most of the country. So we have to continue to delegitimize. That has real costs for this regime. You know, I don't know what Pelosi is. She says she's going to run again. She must be some kind of witch or something. I mean,
Well, I saw that. Hold on. I've got Nancy Pelosi announces she will run. I think she turns 146 in March. But she's a young 146, Todd. She's a young 146, so she's up for the job.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Pull that face any tighter, man. It might pop. I don't know.
I'll get you my pretty and your little dog, too. No question, Todd. No question. But having said that, I think when I say it's a reckoning. And I've been saying a reckoning is coming for some time. I thought it was going to happen with Donald Trump. It happened without. Because remember, they were saying, oh, the Democrats are going to win this and that. They lost 15 seats in the House. They lost every significant race for every position across the country in 2020. The only thing they were able to claim was the White House. And they laid claim to the White House. How they got there will be up for speculation and review for the rest of my life. But going into 2022, there is no question, I think they could pick up 80 seats in the House. I think they could pick up 6 or 7 seats in the Senate. And people are saying, well, how do you get there? With Maryland and Colorado, that's how you get there, because it's entirely possible that those senators could flip because blue states have had all they can take. You look what happened in Virginia. That's a dark blue state, Todd. Dark blue. Sure. And when you tell parents they have no say in their kids' upbringing, it's like, whoa, all bets are off. And they continue to say the same things in other states.
Well, I said and will continue to say, I think the gift Trump gave us was to rip the mask off this corruption and vast just criminality, organized crime in our government. You know, if they'd had another decade under Hillary or whatever, then, you know, our fate would have been sealed. But we still have one more chance to save the republic. I know everyone in my circle, as we're talking in the break, no sheep in my circle, everyone is pushing hard to fix this problem from the ground up. And people are just saying, I'm not going to let my kids live this way. So this is the gift Trump gave us.
There's no question the sheep are nervous. The sheep are nervous, that's for sure. All right, Todd. Tell the good folks that might be seeing you for the first time and hearing you for the first time where they can read what you do, hear what you do, understand what you do.
Sure. CDM.press is our global site that everything feeds into, from Czarism and other sites around the world in Eastern Europe, etc. You can go to my website, ltodwood.com, for some extremely prescient novels which outlined everything which is happening now that I wrote a few years ago, and more on the way. So thank you very much, Steve.
Always a pleasure. Todd Wood, greatly appreciated. No substitute for experience. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right. And while you're at it, you might as well support American farmers as well. PatriotFoods.com. Support the American farmer, because, listen, when the supply chain buckles and you don't get your trinkets and trash from China, that's one thing. But when there's no food on your table, that's something entirely different now, isn't it? And how do we prevent that? We support American farmers. Fruits and vegetables, meats and cheeses, steak, it's all at PatriotFoods.com. And if you spend more than $120, shipping in America is free. Used to be $100, but everything's getting more expensive. PatriotFoods.com, check it out. Tell them Gruber sent you over. Quick break now. I'll be right back. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-800-